going to get a new city hall in Fargo sometime in the reasonably near future, and a committee of folks from around the city of Fargo are hashing over possible sites, locations for that new city hall, and that committee met this morning and came up with around a dozen possible sites for a new city hall, including, I'll just run through them quickly before we bring in Fargo City Commissioner Mike Williams to talk more about it. Some of them include the current site in downtown near the Civic Center, the U.S. Bank Plaza, the Mid-America Steel Building, the Professional Building, the old Union Storage Building, Island Park, the YMCA, the old Shakey's Pizza Parlor, Fargo Rubber Stamp, the old Kmart and University Drive South, or the Kmart and University Drive South. So lots of locations possible for a new city hall. And Fargo City Commissioner Mike Williams joins us to talk about this. Hello, City Commissioner Williams. How are you?
How are you, Mike? I'm down in Enderlin looking at their city hall, and they got a nice downtown area here. But yeah, we had a good committee meeting today, and what's interesting, you know, we had some, the committee members, the voting committee members are all citizens, not the commissioners aren't voting on this,
right.
And the city staff isn't voting. So it's kind of fun. And then we had about four people from the public that brought in ideas, and we're asking more people to weigh in with their ideas. So we've got our city Fargo City Hall site online at Facebook. So if you got any ideas, well, we want to hear about them. But yeah, there were like 15 potential sites. And what's going to happen now is, you know, we're going to keep soliciting ideas from the public. And then the next committee meeting, and they're all open to the public and televised, is on August 8th. So the committee will be taking a bus tour of those sites that have been mentioned.
The sense I get, and this is only my gut feeling and maybe my personal bias fitting in, Mike, but I kind of like the current location of City Hall. So is there a possibility of just raising the old City Hall, bulldozing it, and just building a new building right there? Is that one of the ideas that's on the table?
Yeah, I think it's important for one thing to distinguish that the building that really needs to be changed, it just doesn't fit the needs, is the city offices, not necessarily the commission room,
right, yeah,
and the administrative offices, but where planning and engineering and inspections are, that's the building that really doesn't service the need. When that was built, it was in the late 50s, early 60s, and the population was less than 50,000, and now we're 105,000, so we just don't have the space. But it is likely that those city offices will go away, the city office part of it. But that said, that doesn't mean that that's where the new offices need to be. It's one of the considerations of the committee. But like you said, there's a whole host of others. One is the Sunmart area over on University. One is, like you said, over by Dill Hall. So it's interesting to see what people come up with.
Sure. And the committee is going to decide this, the Citizens Committee. And you said the city commission will have no say in this, and the city staff will have no say in it. It's strictly going to be a citizen's decision?
Well, it's the recommending body, and we did a similar process with the library.
Sure.
A citizen group, and we solicited ideas, and they went through a whole host of sites there again. The Fargo Rubber Stamp building is one of the ideas, one of the U.S. Bank Plaza. So the recommendation would come from this committee, and that they're open to have that done the first week of October. And it's just about site; it has nothing to do with the real design of the place. It's just about where would a new city hall fit the best.
Is it important to have a city hall downtown in Fargo, or just from your own personal opinion, could it be in the western part of Fargo or the south part of Fargo? Is it important as a symbol to have at least the city offices in downtown Fargo?
Well, my own, when you think about the geographic center of Fargo, land-wise, is about 24th Avenue South, over by Kmart, not too far from there.
Sure.
That's the geographic center, but that isn't where the most people are on a given day. If you're trying to be convenient for where the most people are in Fargo on any given day, you're better off in that downtown area. In my opinion, that's where we have the highest density. We have 20,000 people that come in to work on a daily basis among the 10,000 people that live there and the other 20,000 people that are in the near neighborhood. So as far as, you know, knowing where there's the most availability for people to get there on their daily errands, I'd say that the downtown area makes sense.
Now, one little nugget that I caught, just I was in the newsroom this morning for just a few minutes to talk with Don Haney, and he was talking about the possibility of the city acquiring some of the apartment buildings near the dike downtown, near Main Avenue. Well, did I catch that right, Mike,
yep,
or did I
right.
miss that?
Well, and you know, I brought that up right away at the meeting today, because all the considerations need to be aware that the flood wall, permanent flood protection, which we've been needing for a long time, is going to occur there in the next year to 2 years. That's going to happen. So for us to be able to protect that core area, basically you tie in between the tracks on by Fifth Avenue North to the ones on First Avenue, and then from First Avenue over to the dike. And the Park East apartments are an area that we're working with to have to probably move those, because they're on the ground that's high enough to support what we need to do to get that 40. It's going to be 45 foot protection.
Okay.
There.
Just a minute left, so if you could answer the next one quickly, Mike, and I'll let you go. Some of these names on here, like the YMCA and the Board of States Electric Lighthouse Building, are possible sites for a city hall. Are those people offering up those sites as a city hall site, or is the committee just saying, hey, how about if it was at the YMCA? You know, what's the protocol here?
Well, actually, anything goes.
Oh, okay.
So if
all right.
you have
okay.
an idea, yeah, bring it forward. But yeah, we have had some solicitations from people that have sites that they think would be good, and we heard from some of those today. So, like you said, if you've got an idea, now's the time to chime in and weigh in, and we'll make sure that, you know, we've had the all of these places vetted, so we make the best decisions.
All right, I got you. Thank you, Michael. Have fun in Enderlin,
you,
and tell us, give us the report back from the Enderlin City Hall. That's Mike Williams, Fargo City Commissioner.